Hey guys, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast. This is volume number 28. Today I want to spend a few minutes talking about the Dim Mach Project. Now, of course, where the Dim Mach Project is in its stages will vary upon the time of your enrollment into this course and when you get to listen to this. But Dim Mach is essentially, in my view, and not everybody will agree with me, but in my view, is the sort of the ultimate level of martial arts study. Now you've got Kyusho Jitsu, which is a study of the neurological and meridian systems and energy flow systems of the human body, the study of what are referred to as pressure points, and those are studied with the desire to develop an ability to incapacitate a person by using this knowledge. Now, Dim Mach incorporates all of that, especially in its purest form. However, it focuses on other aspects of the body, such as the cardiovascular system, as well as the water balance system in the body. Now, not a lot of people who study Dim Mach really consider the water balance part of the body. I do because I have a different background than most people do. Who would ever be looking at Dim Mach necessarily, right? So together, they pretty much incorporate every possible method governed by the natural laws of the universe and the natural laws of biology that will give you the opportunity to shut down an attacker very, very quickly. Now, Dim Mach is definitely a very advanced learning thing, for lack of a better word. And the stronger your knowledge in Kyusho Jitsu, the more you will understand what I will be teaching and referring to as part of the Dim Mach Project. Now, I'm not looking at any of the folklore that surrounds Dim Mach. I have no interest in the legends at all, because they're legends. Now, there's always truth in legends, but I'm just not terribly interested in going there because everybody else has done that for many, many years. I will do an awful lot of comparing what I have discovered in the study of this to Western medicine, and that is to help people get their mind around the idea that all of this stuff can actually work. And that's really the reason that I focus on a lot of neurological stuff in Kyusho Jitsu, is simply to get people to understand that it can work that way. I had a gentleman one time say to me in a forum, martial arts forum, that if it's just nerve strikes, then Kyusho Jitsu is bogus and we don't need it. Now, that actually just shows the one-dimensional thinking that the man has. And that is very simply because you can hit poorly, you can hit decently, you can hit well, or you can hit phenomenally. And each one of those different hitting modalities will get you a different result. So as an example, from a neurological standpoint, if I hit stomach 5 correctly, because of the nerve that is involved in that area, there's a very good chance that I will get a knockout, and at the very least, they will become extremely dizzy, and I could also fracture the jaw quite easily doing it. And also the hinge joint that the jaw attaches to the skull with. Now, if I take into effect the laws of Kyusho with that, then I need less force when I hit stomach 5. And that is a very good thing, simply because sometimes you cannot generate force because of your body position and the mechanics involved with it. And also, the harder you try to hit something, the more you will telegraph the movement, and the better their chances are that you will miss. And that's one of the things that the power mongers don't seem to get. Is if you watch boxing or any kind of striking sport art, there's a lot of real heavy blows that go missed because they were so well telegraphed. Now, the ones that that don't miss and do impact will quite often yield a very, very good result. But in a real life street situation, you really can't afford to miss, because missing could end up having a knife stuck in between your ribs doing that, right? It's a much more important thing. So studying the principles of Kyusho and then building the body's chi allow for it to be far more effective with far less force required, and also compensating for the fact that you will quite often miss. Now, Dim Mak goes well above that. Kyusho has its striking actions, and Dim Mak has essentially those striking actions plus one more, superficially anyway. Right, and that particular one, vibrating palm, requires a tremendous amount of chi work to be very, very effective. So there'll be a link below this here that you can go take a look at the page of the Dim Mak project is all about. And if you've already seen it and you're already a member of the project, then you can ignore that bit at the bottom. And if you're not, follow the link and sign up for more information about the Dim Mak project there. Have yourselves a great day, guys, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Ciao.